The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The growing crises engulfing the White House. From booster shots to diplomatic disputes, the border.
If somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
How many people do you believe have been released into the United States since Joe Biden took office?
It's well over a million and counting.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studio. Here's Mike Gallagher.
So I see this headline. Breitbart writer insanely blames libs for manipulating Trump fans into dying of vaccine refusal. Now, this is amazing. This is I get the crazy conspiracy theory stuff. I understand that. But ultimately, think about this theory for just a moment. I got Tracy in here, too. If you're watching the stream, we got an audio problem we're trying to fix here. And we're gonna get that fixed any second. Breitbart news writer John Nolte argued Monday that Howard Stern and the left are using reverse psychology to trick Republicans into dying of COVID. Here's the argument that Breitbart's John Nolte apparently advanced. He said, if I were to use reverse psychology to try to convince people not to get a life-saving vaccination, I would do exactly what Howard Stern and the left are doing. I would bully, I would taunt, I would mock and ridicule you for not getting vaccinated, knowing that the human response would be, well, blank you, I'm never going to get vaccinated now. John Nolte writes, no one ever wants to feel like they're being bullied or ridiculed or mocked or pushed into doing anything. Now, here's Mediaite's analysis of this. They say that truism sounds compelling, absent any additional context. But the oversimplification of a complex psychological phenomenon isn't exactly evidence of conspiracy. Nolte goes on to make the absurd case, writes Mediaite, that unvaccinated Americans are in danger of dying because of the media's manipulation. You think there's no truth to that? Do you honestly think there's no merit to the fact that people are quite possibly dying because of the politicization of COVID? I don't know that I fully ascribe to John Nolte's argument that people like Stern went on a tear recently where he mocked all the people who have been dying of COVID, the radio hosts. There's been six or seven conservative radio hosts who've died of COVID, and they were anti-vaxxers, apparently, or allegedly, and they were anti-mask. And then they got COVID, and some of them had a deathbed conversion. I hope people get vaccinated, they supposedly said. Who knows if any of that, and what portion of any of that is true. But Nolte's argument is, by mocking and ridiculing and taunting people, the left is intentionally trying to kill off conservatives. I'm not sure that there's not some merit to that. I'm sorry. I've been thinking a lot about that since I saw the article last night. Look at ivermectin. If ivermectin is effective against COVID, as many studies suggest it is, Don't believe me? Look at the NIH website. Why are they so anti-ivermectin? Tucker Carlson last night made a pretty profound observation about drugs in America and how easy it is to get one kind of drug but not another. Check this out.
So early treatment, not just with ivermectin, but with all of the therapeutics that have been used in the past year, is amazingly and mysteriously attacked, denied, ignored. Anybody who touches it, it's like touching the third rail. I discussed it a few months ago, and they came after me. My Twitter account was suspended. It's still suspended, even after I appealed. But the Twitter courts are apparently not in session now, and they haven't responded to my emails in the last 3 weeks. Perhaps this segment will help unlock it. Other physicians have been similarly attacked. They've had their prescriptions denied. So why is it happening? Why is early, safe, effective treatment not being talked about? I think that's a very, very important question.
But you can buy Xanax by the pound, which kills an untold number of Americans every year. Really quick, as a doctor, can you, just between us, can you actually get ivermectin if you really want it? Can you? Is it available or is it just totally shut down?
It depends on where you go. Chain pharmacies, very, very difficult. Small pharmacies, independents, compounding pharmacies, and a small pharmacy here in Los Angeles where I send my patients have supplies. So you can get it if you look for it, but you often have to make many, many phone calls.
The Chiron in that segment on Tucker's show said the media's bizarre anti-ivermectin tirade. The media's bizarre. Now, that, how else do you describe it? Remember the phone call I got from a pharmacist? I'm trying to find it on the screen here, Eric. Where's the clip? There it is. My doctor accidentally called in my weekly ivermectin prescription to the wrong pharmacy. Same chain, because according to the Tucker Carlson segment, CVS and Walgreens are the big chain pharmacies that are starting to refuse to dispense ivermectin. And during this segment that Tucker had with Mark McDonald, a psychiatrist, again, the Chiron says the media's bizarre anti-ivermectin crusade. Why would anybody care what I put in my body? I mean, the left insists you've got to be vaccinated. How do they have a right to insist you're not able to get an anti-parasite drug called ivermectin, which some studies have suggested is not only a good preventative against COVID, but a good treatment. So my doctor accidentally was kind of wild how my prescription wound up in the hands of a female pharmacist in a blue city in one of the bluest states in America. And she called me back with this message.
Hi, this is calling from... This message is for Michael, just letting you know that we received a prescription from your doctor, but unfortunately I am unable to fill this prescription. If you have any questions, our phone number is... But just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that are going to be willing to fill this prescription, so just a heads up. Again, if you have any questions... Thank you.
Notice the tone? Notice the smarmy tone she takes? They're going to be, just so you know, there will be very few pharmacies willing to fill. Who are you? First of all, the FDA has already said that pharmacists are not allowed to override, are not supposed to override physicians. Now, evidently, pharmacies are technically allowed to do what she did, and that was to refuse to dispense a prescription that's off-label on political grounds. This is all political. She's some lefty in some leftist city that incidentally has been like burning for months and months because of Antifa and BLM rioters. And she has the audacity to refuse to, and I called her back incidentally after that voicemail. I knew it was the wrong pharmacy, but I wanted to see what she had to say for herself. And I accused her of politicizing prescription. She said, no, I'm not. I'm not politicizing this. I said, she says, why are you taking ivermectin? I said, that's between me and my doctor. Are you a doctor? She said, yes, I am. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. Tucker's right. It is a weird, bizarre, mysterious obsession that the left has against a drug like ivermectin. It's perfectly harmless. It's not a horse dewormer. When prescribed for human use, they've won all kinds of Nobel Prizes, and it's a very successful medication. And according to the NIH website, it's effective with COVID. Why wouldn't you give me the ability to treat it myself the way my doctor and I think is right? So I'm back to the John Nolte theory. Does that pharmacist want me to die? Does that pharmacist want me, a big mouth on the radio who's a conservative, and I have no idea if she has any idea what I do for a living, who knows? But maybe she thinks I'm one of those bumpkins who wants to take a horse dewormer. Who the heck is she? Does she want harm to come to me? There's no evidence that ivermectin, when prescribed by a doctor, causes any harm. Why would a Walgreens or CVS pharmacist refuse to dispense anything like that? Give me a theory. 1-800-655-MIKE. Tuesday, September 21st. We're in the relieffactor.com studios. I'd really like to know. Listen, if you agree with the media's bizarre crusade against ivermectin, can you explain it to me? And Tucker is right, by the way. What a country where, you know, if you want, you can get Xanax by the pound, which kills an untold number of Americans every year, but some goofy pharmacist in some goofy, miserable, far-left, kooky city doesn't want to dispense ivermectin to a total stranger? Give me your best theory. Maybe John Nolte is right. Maybe the left wants some of us on the right to get sick and die. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We have an open line for you. Your voice, front and center, next.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to relieffactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. As far as ivermectin, you don't seem to realize that we're all being funneled into one area like cattle. You're being pushed over into one area. Although other areas work, you're being pushed into one.
Mike. I saw a girl on TV last night from El Salvador. They have a travel bag with vitamin C, D3, zinc, aspirin, and ivermectin tablets in it. Thank you. Have a great day.
What India is doing with ivermectin.
Hey, Mike, I totally believe they want us to die, but don't worry. Between abortion and the younger generation not having kids, they'll be gone long before we will.
We're going to outlive them. We got them just where we want them, right? I mean, it's crazy. This is a crazy thing. I want to call this pharmacist back and say, do you know how crazy you sound? Oh, just so you know, not only am I not going to give you ivermectin, but very few pharmacists will. Why? What are you... Doctors prescribe stuff off-label all the time. Give me a solid reason why any pharmacist or any doctor should resist prescribing something like ivermectin, especially after you go to the NIH website and see how potentially effective it is. Don, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Don, how are you?
Hey, doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Doing great, sir. Glad you called.
Yeah, I just heard what you said, and I went and saw my doctor for just a checkup a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him point blank. I had done some research for the previous couple of days, and I saw that report you were talking about, and so I asked him. I said, hey, if I get it, are you going to give me hydrochloroquine and ivermectin? He's, oh, no. I said, what's the matter? Won't Emory let you? Oh, no. It's not that. It's the state board. The state board, medical board, has said that you can't give it.
The state medical board is telling your doctor he can't prescribe ivermectin to you?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, he said that, I said, how about these anticlonal things, whatever you call it? And he's, oh, yeah. That's okay. If you get sick, call me. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not, except if you're in Florida, where the Biden administration wants to restrict monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah, it's all a game. It really is. We all know it. Yeah.
You're right, Don. It's a game. And that's what everybody keeps coming back to, the same conclusion. Nathan, you're up. Hey, Nathan. Nathan.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I take medication to keep me healthy from this COVID stuff, and this medication that you take, I don't take. But I have trouble with pharmacies filling it because they want to charge so much money for it, and nobody wants to fill it.
Well, they don't charge too much. Ivermectin's a very, very inexpensive drug, which of course might be the problem.
And I don't take that, but I take other stuff that to keep me healthy.
Well, again, here's the bottom line, Nathan. What you put in your body is your business. I shouldn't be telling you what you should or shouldn't take. And that ought to apply, frankly, to ivermectin or a vaccine. Am I wrong? Here's a text message. You're jumping the shark, bud. I'm sure Democrats would love nothing more than to see conservatives drop dead, but they're not that clever in browbeating us so much about not being vaxxed that we would refuse to get vaxxed. Okay. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Yeah.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You know, all this has as a predicate this idea that somehow there was this fear. There was a cabinet member running around concerned that Donald Trump was going to engage in some kind of rogue activity or some kind of act of war to sort of lash out. This never happened. It's just patently absurd.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I should never read emails. I got an email last night from a listener who accused me of staging the call with Anthony from Rehoboth Beach. Did you notice, incidentally, that Anthony from Rehoboth Beach and I got into it the other day, and it was a classic exchange? And finally, I shut my big mouth, and I just let him babble, and it was perfect. It was just perfect. He was very upset that I was talking about taxes and how the top 1% pay most of the taxes in America. And it was so perfect. You know what's even more perfect about the exchange? Because he said at the end that he hasn't made in his lifetime what I evidently make in a year. And all I said was, I don't doubt it. And we went to break. And that break was a hard break. So, you know, there's a musical expression for music radio, hit the post. Anthony hit the post. He gave me that softball, and then I had my retort, but it had to be perfectly timed. And it was. That's why the emailer accused us of staging it. They said, there's no way you got that to fit in that segment the way it went. It was hysterical. It was a funny email. Maybe I'll share it with you. And did you realize Anthony from Rehoboth Beach? That's where Biden spent the weekend? Riding around on his bike, refusing to answer questions? I'll bet he's refusing to answer questions. He's got a press secretary who evidently thinks that these thousands of illegals who are camped out under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas, are just here to, like, vacation. They don't want to stay here. Did you hear this exchange with the Circle Back Psaki and Peter Ducey? Oh, this is a doozy from Ducey and Psaki. Check it out.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's
the same thing.
Not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
I mean, are you kidding? As individuals, they're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time? I don't think it's the same thing. What does she think these illegals from Haiti want to do? Go to Disney World and then go back to Haiti? Does Circle Back think they just want to go visit Times Square? Check out the Statue of Liberty and then go home? I don't think they're intending to stay there. They are not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. Aren't they intending to move here, seeking asylum? Wow. There you go. The Democrats are a dumpster fire. The Biden administration is a dumpster fire. It is a crap show. And she's either one of the biggest imbeciles whoever inherited the position of press secretary in the White House, or she's reflecting the most asinine presidency we've ever seen, or they think they can fool enough of the people enough of the time. I mean, do you understand? Let that sink in. And we should isolate that, guys, that long back and forth. I want her saying they are not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think that's the same thing. I want to put that up on the ENCO, Eric, because we should hear that all day long, just like we hear things. I like to play things over and over again.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
I like to play. I have a bank of things that need to stick in your memory bank.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Those are the things you got to remember. And here's another one.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
So words matter, and what people say matters. And you ought to hear that. You should remember that the White House press secretary believes that illegals aren't intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. And honest to goodness, for the life of me, I'd love to know how long she thinks they're going to stay. 1-800-655-MIKE. There is as Biden is in New York, can't wait to hear that speech before the UN General Assembly. And the media is flipping out because he's going to be gathering with world leaders, some of whom are not vaccinated. There's some world leaders like that guy from Brazil. He is anti-vax. Better not keep him in the same building with Biden. And I don't say that jokingly. Biden is vulnerable. Just like Trump got COVID, I don't think we want Biden to get COVID. What is he, not 79? Highly vulnerable guy. But then again, you know, depending on what day of the week it is, they say he's vaccinated so he can go dance like the mayor of San Francisco did without a mask on, because she's vaccinated and she was feeling the spirit. There's another doozy. There's another whopper. We'll get to that in just a moment. But this is really, really important. We got to remember the position of the White
House. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing as American citizens. It's not the same thing as foreign nationals. These illegals from Haiti, they just want to be here, I guess, briefly. Wow. Portions of our show are brought to you by Pure Talk. If you've been chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, why don't you join me and make the switch to Pure Talk? Pure Talk saves the average family of four almost $1,000 a year. Let me say that again. Pure Talk saves the average family of four almost $1,000 a year. It's real money. I want you to do what I did. Make the switch to Pure Talk. You'd be able to keep your phone, keep your number, or you're going to get a huge discount on the latest iPhones or Androids. We got an iPhone 12 that we use. Love my service with Pure Talk. I appreciate the fact that their customer service team is based here in the United States. And here's the best part of all. With Pure Talk, you're going to get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigs of data for $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can still get that too, and you'll still save a bunch of money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. You'll save 50% off your first month at Pure Talk. #250 from your phone. Just dial that #250, say Mike Gallagher, and you'll reach a Pure Talk rep. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Dennis has normally voted Democrat. Let's get Dennis's perspective. Hey, Dennis, thanks for joining us in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How are you?
Real good. I'm glad I stumbled on the radio on this channel because I'm addicted to it now.
It's a healthy addiction. You're safe. You're safe with us.
Yeah, and what I'm calling for, I've voted Republican, Democrat, Independent at times, but I'm listed as a Democrat. I'm fed up with them. The way we handled getting out of Afghanistan, him and his corporate tax, he'll ruin the economy. He's not handling this situation on the border. We were safe with Trump. We didn't have this problem. He's mishandled everything. I and a lot of my Democratic friends, the Democratic Party isn't what it was at the time of Franklin Roosevelt. I can't wait to vote Republican.
I'm glad you found us as well, Dennis. I'm glad we found you, too. Thank you. I appreciate you very much. You're a common-sense guy, and a lot of common-sense Americans are waking up and saying, my gosh, we're in trouble. And the Democrats know they're a dumpster fire. Politico reported that Republicans appear ready to claim more registered voters than Democrats in Florida for the first time in modern political history. Did you know that Democrats have always had more registered voters than Republicans in Florida? In fact, when Obama won the state in 2008, the Democrats had a 700,000 voter advantage. You know what it is now, end of August? Democrats had only 23,055 more registered voters than Republicans in the Sunshine State. Politico said that Florida having more registered Republicans than Democrats heading into the 2022 midterms could lead to the state losing battleground status. Politico's analysis said Democrats in Florida are facing a five-alarm political fire headed into 2022. They've known about it for years, but have been unable to extinguish the blaze. Thanks to common sense Americans like Dennis, like the guy we just heard from, I don't think Democrats are going to be able to extinguish the blaze. They're in trouble, and they know it. Big time. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were close now, Fernando. Every hour.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, Mike. Jen Psaki knows that immigrants coming illegally across the border are not going to be staying here very long, only through the next election. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So, Mike, I think Circleback created her own trap, because if they're not intending on staying a long time, then they're not asking for asylum. If that's the case, then they really and truly are here illegally.
That's a tremendous point. They don't really, the seeking asylum routine is a ruse. It's all it is. It's a game. It's a way to game the system. And the Democrats embrace it because they don't believe in border security. They don't even want a border. They want open borders. You know, speaking of all of our clips that we enshrine in the Gallagher Show Hall of Fame, we should have the Hillary clip, dreaming of a day when we can have open borders. They don't believe in border security. They don't believe in sovereignty. They certainly don't believe that this country is superior and exceptional in any way, shape, or form. Speaking of Florida and having Republicans outnumber Democrats for the first time ever, I'll be sure to ask Governor Ron DeSantis about that day after tomorrow, Thursday night. It's going to be a big night here in the Tampa area. Job Creators Network is presenting the Bring Small Businesses Back Bus Tour, and they're making a stop here in Tampa Thursday. We're going to be on stage. I'll be there along with Rebecca Walzer from the Fox Business Network, a great, great financial planner as well in the area. Alfredo, of course, Ortiz will be there. Governor Ron DeSantis on stage and in person. And yours truly, Mike Gallagher. Big panel discussion at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. VIP receptions kicks off at 5:30. The main event starts at 7. Tickets are available now at theanswertampa.com. Don't put it off. Theanswertampa.com. Come on out and see us this Thursday. I look forward to seeing you at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay this Thursday, day after tomorrow. The Job Creators Network presenting Bring Back Small Businesses. Governor Ron DeSantis will be there to answer your questions and mine. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. I love this. I love this obsession that the left has with what drugs you must or must not put into your body. Jay has a pretty funny take on this. Jay, you said that this kind of reminds you of a Seinfeld episode, huh?
Oh, Mike, get this. It's the new, this guy has got to be the new board member for the Biden administration. It's the soup Nazi. No ivermectin for you. No free gas for you. No coming home from Afghanistan for you. No my pillow for you. My God, they're doing it all. He's got to be on there in the chamber. He's got to be with them.
I mean, honest to goodness, Jay, I would love to have a real, like, take off the political hats and just sit down in a room with them and say, explain how you can think you can tell other people what they can or can't put into their body.
Mike, that's ridiculous.
It's beyond totalitarianism. I mean, it is a type of, it's like, I guess they'd be happy with a dictatorship. That's why they didn't mind the tyrannical lockdowns. They're okay with all of that. They think that's what the government's role is supposed to be. COVID has sort of spotlighted the stark differences between where we are, Jay, on the spectrum, and where they are.
You know, Mike, what the bottom line is, that, you know, the socialistic government that they're running, the last one, the soup Nazi, will say, no true American life for you.
Nope, no freedom for you. You don't get it. You don't get to be free. You don't get to be unencumbered by government restrictions. Have you followed what they were trying to pull off with the banks? I've been getting these weird emails from listeners about banks warning their customers that the Biden administration wants the IRS to have a record of every transaction you make within your bank over $600. You know, it used to be that if you transferred money to somebody else for $10,000 or more, that would get pretty routinely reported to the IRS. Well, the Biden administration, desperate to pay for this crazy spending that they've engaged in just a short period of time, they're desperately trying to figure out ways to pay for it. Well, they think tracking and monitoring everybody's transactions of $600 or more is the way to do it. Talk to your banker about it. They know. I saw a notification last night from the Bank of Travelers Rest in South Carolina. A lot of banks are aware of this. That's the Democrats for you. Coming up, we're going to talk to the great Alfredo Ortiz about our Job Creators Network tour. We got a lot to cover. We got a lot of breaking news all ahead on this busy Tuesday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.